تزكية لقلوبنا وتطهيرا لنفوسنا وتعجيلا لفرج سيدنا ومولانا بقية الله الأعظم الحجة ابن الحسن المهدي أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. عطروا مجالسكم بالصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي يا رسول الله، السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي يا أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، السلام عليك سيدتي يا زهراء، السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أبناء الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين، السلام عليك سيدتي يا زينب، السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين، السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي يا أبا عبد الله الحسين Beloved Imam Hussein, as we go and live the tragedy of Karbala, of the 10th day of Muharram, which of the nights, which of the days, what companion, what member of the household do we start to mourn and shed the tear on? Do we start with your companions, Muslims, Zuhair, Burhair, Abis al-Hur, اور حبیب ابن مظاہر. Which family member do we go to Muslim to القاسم to علی الاصغر to ابی الفضل العباس or to علی الاکبر. Who do we shed the tear on those who were martyred or those who stayed alive? You know, no family like Imam Hussein. We usually cry for those who passed away and were killed in the battlefield. Only in Karbala do we shed the tear not only on those who were killed, but on those who were alive, on those that stayed to carry the message of Imam Hussein, on Lady Zainab, on Imam Zain al-Abidin. Dear brothers and sisters, they say the wrath of Ibn Ziyad and Yazid followed everyone and anyone that loved Imam Hussein. Even the children, there were two young men, two youths, children of Muslim ibn Aqeel. They say they were captured and thrown in prison. One day they were talking to their prisoner, to the one taking care of them, and said, "Do you know Prophet Muhammad?" He said, "Of course I know, this is my prophet. Do you know Ali? Do you know Fatima? Do you know Hassan? Do you know Hussein?" The man said, "Of course I know all of them." The two young men said, "We're descendants of the Holy Prophet. We're from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." They say this person who was guarding them, his heart went out to these two young men. He said, "I'm free." These two young men started running, wandering around, trying to find refuge in the city. Ibn Ziyad put a reward on the heads of these two young men. They say late at night, they saw a house, they knocked on the door, and there was this woman who, they said, this woman saw these two young youths. They looked lost, they needed refuge. They asked her, "Would you give us refuge for a night?" They say the woman brought them in, hid them in one of the rooms. These two young men, one is older than the other, they were taking care of themselves. What were they doing in that night? They were praying, they were supplicating. Dear brothers and sisters, they say the husband came back late at night. He saw there was something hidden in these rooms. As he saw, he found these two young men. He said, "You were freed and ran away, and you walked into death with your own feet." He took both of them They say he took them right by the river. He wanted to behead both two young men to take their heads to Ibn Ziyad for the reward. Dear brothers and sisters, now these last final moments between these two young men, imagine them one hugging the other, praying the last prayers, supplicating to Allah. They say, upon that, the man, he beheaded one after the other, the children of Muslim. Their last words were, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah al-Husayn. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين يا حسين. Dear brothers and sisters, we all have needs and we all try to serve Imam Hussein عليه السلام. Call him from the bottom of your hearts in these nights and ask him. He will never let you down. He will never turn you back. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. As you say, imagine the call of the children in Karbala, of the woman in Karbala. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. Dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing like reciting for Imam Hussein. They say the heart of the follower of Ahlul Bayt, the lover of Hussein, wants the echo of the word Hussein. He is moved, she is moved, and there is this tear that never dries up for no other than the word Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, salawat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على النبي الهاشمي القرشي المدني الأبطحي التهامي، السيد البهي السراج المضي، الكوكب الدري، صاحب الوقار والسكينة، المدفون بالمدينة، العبد المؤيد، الرسول المسدد، المصطفى الأمجد، المحمود الأحمد، حبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, let us remember our 12th holy Imam. May Allah hasten his appearance by standing up and moving forward, because to make space for the rest with Allah salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I know as the place, as these nights, these are, dear brothers and sisters, holy nights, important nights. And as much as I try to describe the amazing importance of these nights, I will fall short and I will not be able to. For what can a person like me do to describe the greatness of these nights? When we talk about Al-Hussein alayhi salam, when we talk about the tragedy of Hussein, when we live what happened in Karbala, when we see through the eyes of our hearts what happened on that day, what happened the nights before, what led to it, and the tragedy with the woman, with the children, with Hussein alayhi salam, the mind can't handle this. The heart can't take it. It is so hard to talk about Hussein alayhi salam and to describe the tragedy on that 10th day, to talk about the martyrdom of his children. Do we know these people, who they are? Do we know their greatness? Do we realize? And then we talk about them being slaughtered by the worst people on earth. And then we see and talk about someone like Lady Zainab. After she was brought to Karbala with her brothers, with her nephews, so well taken care of, and then she ends up all alone. The Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء from talking to what happened in Karbala to our 12th holy Imam. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ يكشف السوء.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us supplicate with this verse. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Dear brothers and sisters, when we read this verse, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ, he who hears the cry of the muttar. Who is the muttar? He who hears the cry of the muttar. When I try to find a good translation of the word muttar, I came across many different words. And I looked at the different commentaries of the Holy Quran in English. One said the anguished. Another one said the constrained. A third one said the oppressed. A fourth one said the desperate. A fifth one said the wronged one. And a sixth one said the distressed. Now, when we want to find out, because the verse says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ, O he who answers the cry of the muttar when the muttar calls him and relieves the suffering. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. It becomes important for us to try to know who is that muttar. Are we the ones that could be distressed, anguished, in need, that Allah Azza wa Jal will answer our cries when we call upon Him? Who is the muttar? And when we look through the books of commentary on the Holy Quran, and specifically Kitab al-Mizan for al-Allama al-Tabatabai, he gives us an explanation to the word muttar. Al-Muttar, he says, الإنسان المنقطع إلى الله, the person who's completely submitted to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who let go and gave up on any other mean except Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Let us remember the 12th Holy Imam again by standing up, saluting him, and moving forward, please. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. May Allah reward you in these nights. May Allah, inshaAllah, grant you the shafa'ah of Hussein alayhi salam on the day of need.
So al-Muttar, dear brothers and sisters, is explained, and some of the scholars give this depiction, this analogy. When you are pushed in a corner and you have no other means, you don't have any other choice, you let go and you're completely at loss, you cannot turn to anyone else, you know every other means failed you. In that heart, in that mind, in that focus on no other than He, Allah, you turn your heart and you say, Ya Allah, and you seek refuge with Allah, and you beg Allah. They say that's the muttar, That's the one in distress. That's the one in need. That is when your heart is completely emptied from anyone and everything other than Allah Azza wa Jal. There and then you became in the state of اضطرار. فيكشف السوء. He reveals, he removes the suffering away. The scholars say, in order for you to reach that state, you need to truly supplicate to Allah. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord said, call upon me and I will answer your call. This state that we became at when we are in distress, where when we answer Him, Allah says, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. He will remove that stress away from us. He will remove that suffering away from us. How do we achieve it? Now, the scholars say that the distressed person in that state, his heart and mind, when he sees no other means to Allah, has no one effective except Allah Azza wa Jal. Does it mean that the heart sees no means to Allah? No. We see the right mean to Allah Azza wa Jal, the right way to Allah Azza wa Jal. When we say, Ya Allah, we ask Allah with the same words Adam alayhi salam asked and sought Allah's forgiveness when he was put outside that heaven. And in these words, بِحَقِّ فَاطِمَةَ وَأَبِيهَا وَبَعْلِهَا وَبَنِيهَا. By the sake of Fatima, her father, her husband, and her two children. Allah Azza wa Jal forgave him. It's in these words that we find the means to find a way to Allah Azza wa Jal, dear brothers and sisters. Now, this is the first opinion, that the distressed is the individual that completely sees no other solution. And we all have been in that situation. When we don't see, we look at everything that we have and we completely realize, it's not my job that will save me. It's not my parents, it's not my children, it's not my wealth, it's my faith. You remember those past nights that I've been talking about? That place, that empty place, that free, liberated place. That liberated place in yourself called your heart. You find out who's sitting in that heart of yours. All these nights, dear brothers and sisters, is a journey to discover who's taking control of that heart of yours. Why? To cleanse it. Sometimes, some of us, we pray. I have a lot of people ask me, Sayyid, I pray, I supplicate, but I don't get moved. Nothing moves me. You know why? Look at what is sitting in that heart. The biggest problem that we have is what we allow and channel into that heart, that sacred sanctuary in you. What is it that is sitting there? You think the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam know to take partners in that heart? And the only way the love of Ali and Fatima, the love of Muhammad, the love of Hassan and Hussein, and the love of the 12th holy Imam alayhi salam will find a place in that heart of yours only and only if you have Tawheed in it. It doesn't know how to associate. If it sees the love of this world in it, it backs away. It doesn't know how to sit in a place that has this belief in it, that has association in it. It only knows purity. It only likes purity. It only devours. It's only infatuated with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. If your heart became a place to associate with Allah, to disbelieve in Allah. And remember, the most scariest disbelief is the unseen one. كدبيب النملة. It's like the walking of the ant in the dark night on the black stone where no one can sight it. This is the unseen disbelief that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said, I worry about my nation, I worry for my nation, for what? On what? He goes, not that they disbelieve outwardly. No one is going to say, I associate, God forbid, with Allah. No, I worry in the unseen disbelief. This disbelief that creeps into our hearts and pollutes that area, that sanctuary that is only made to take Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that is only prepared for the love of Ali and Fatima, that only knows how to take hold of the love of Hussein alayhi salam. And that's the place where the Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman wants to take hold of. That heart, that sanctuary. When you don't find, listen to me very carefully, and I'm reminding myself before anyone, when your heart, you find yourself not strong in the relationship with the 12th Holy Imam, check that sanctuary. See what is being filled up with that sanctuary. What is taking place in that sanctuary? What is polluting that heart of ours? The love of this world. And what do we take from this world? Tell me. What do we take from this world? Sometimes people live and die. Look at the pharaohs. Where are they? What have they done? At the end of the day, they pass on. Dear brothers and sisters, that sanctuary of yours is what truly leaves your signature on earth with. That is who you are. Your heart and how you take care of it. What you do, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you everything. Look, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ. He made everything as a tool for you. What you do with it becomes a question your entire life. Every breath of yours, if from birth until you cease to exist, you're asked, what have you done with this precious time? What have you done with it? أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Dear brothers and sisters, other scholars though, say المضطر has another meaning. What is that meaning? And listen to me very carefully. Why? This verse we recited many times, all the time. When we are in need, what do we say? أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. We recite it, we repeat it, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to remove the distress that we're in because He asked us for the sake of this verse. But some scholars say, no. Al-Muttar in this verse means no other than Al-Imam Al-Hujjah Al-Muntadhar, the 12th Holy Imam Sahib Al-Asr wa Al-Zaman alayhi salam. You might ask, how did we come to this conclusion? We have two ways. One, from the narratives of the Immaculate alayhim salam, and second, from the Holy Quran. The narratives of the Immaculate alayhim salam, one narrated
through Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and one narrated through Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, إِنَّهَا نَزَلَتْ وَاللَّهِ فِي قَائِمِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. This verse was revealed for the 12th holy Imam. هُوَ وَاللَّهِ الْمُطَّرِ. He's the one who is distressed. إِذَا خَرَجَ, when he appears, he prays behind Maqam Ibrahim. وَتَضَرَّعَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, and he asks and supplicates to his Lord. فَأَجَابَ اللَّهُ دُعَاءَهُ, and Allah will answer the call of the 12th holy Imam. فَلَا تُرَدُّ لَهُ رَايَةً أَبَدًا, and no banner will be turned back for the Imam alayhi salam. وَكَشَفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءُ وَجَعَلَهُ خَلِيفَةً لَهُ, and he will remove the distress from the Imam alayhi salam. That's one, the narratives of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But there is another proof in the Holy Quran. If we recite the verse, what does it say? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he makes you a trustees of earth. This is very important here. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal, when he talks about the trustees or al-Khalifa, if we notice, for example, in Adam alayhi salam, what did he say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I'm putting on earth a khalifa. جَاعِلٌ خَلِيفَةً. When he talked to Dawood, he says, يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ. We're making you a khalifa on earth. But here, Allah, look at the verse. And that is why, dear brothers and sisters, understanding the Quran needs accuracy and needs an eye of precision to read it. We, as Shia Muslims, are taught to read the Quran different than anyone else. We are taught by the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Why is it that when we are taught by the schools of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, dear brothers and sisters, the way we read our text, the way we learn our sacred text will reflect on everything in our lives. The way we are focused and we are accurate, our precision in analyzing things should be reflected in how we look at this world. If we, so far, we have been finding out that the message of the 12th holy Imam alayhi salam, based on the Holy Quran, when we say la ikraha fi din, there is no compulsion in religion, it means I cannot force anyone to enter this religion. I cannot force anyone to follow my belief. I cannot drag anyone to force him to pray. I cannot make people believe in what I believe. The only access to someone's belief is through their minds and hearts. And I cannot gain this through force and violence. I don't understand nowadays, dear brothers and sisters, some of those so-called Muslims who try to misrepresent Islam. And it is our duty to show people, to examine the proofs through presenting them and understanding them, that we ought to remind people there is no compulsion in religion. This verse defines human rights in Islam. This verse defines the intellectual freedom in Islam. We reject and refuse what we call intellectual terrorism. It's completely rejected by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And if you notice and read, at the might of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, or Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, their opposing forces, the people who opposed them, the people who went against them, look how they treated them. In only one way, they raised arms against them, when they disrupted civil order. That's when they said there is a limit here. But go express what you think. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, there were people opposing him in belief. Look how he dealt with them. Al-Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, Al-Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, Al-Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, Al-Imam al-Rida salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. We define intellectual freedom. We define intellectual liberty. We build the mind. We define the way we advance through intellect. What happened to us? Where are we? How do we define ourselves in this global presence? When the Imam alayhi salam tells us, when Allah says, La ikraha fi al-deen, He is telling us, there is no compulsion in religion. He says, know the way to the hearts of the people. Even your enemies. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam, seen on the 10th day of Muharram, the enemies want to slaughter him. They killed his children. They killed his companions. They're about to burn the tents. Yet he cries for them. This is a human right. This is mercy on humanity. Why? He worries about that sanctuary in their heart. Why was it overtaken? Why did they, the enemies, allow shaitan to overtake their hearts? This is love. This is mercy. It is us that we define it to the world. Al-Husayn alayhi salam's message is this. What happened to us? Do we not learn from Karbala? Are we not really engaged in Karbala? Imagine each and every one of you becoming Hussein. Imagine each and every one of you ladies becoming Zainab alayhi salam. Why not? Why is it we always say, no, that's the immaculate, that's the ma'soom. It's not us. Why did they die? For themselves, for us. They could have been saved. He knew the way to Yemen. He knew the way back to Medina. He could have stayed in Mecca. He could have saved his life. But he was defining the pathway for us. The way we define ourselves and leave our signatures on this life. This is how we know Ahlul Bayt. This is how we define Islam, dear brothers and sisters. We define this liberty of the mind with our blood. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was defending that. So we go back. Amma yujibu al-muttar. Allah Azza wa Jal, if you notice, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I'm assigning a trustee in this world, in this earth. Ya Dawoodu inna ja'alnaka khalifatan. We have assigned you as a trustee. But in this verse, Allah says, وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرُضِ. He did not say, وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ فِي الْأَرُضِ. If Allah says, وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ فِي الْأَرُضِ, it means there are trustees on earth, there are other powers on earth, and you are amongst the powers. But when he says, وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, that you became the trustees of this earth. Meaning, there is no one else. Meaning, that you prevailed. That is why, when we read, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. That this muttar, this distress in this verse means no other than whom? The 12th holy Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salam. So imagine now, reread the verse knowing that this muttar is the 12th holy imam. You say, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرِ. O you who will answer the call of the 12th holy imam, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Right here you see, even in this, Allah is saying, don't ask me without the wasila. The means to me is the 12th holy imam. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who's calling him? The muttar, the distressed. I am becoming one of the supporters of the 12th holy imam by saying, O Allah, who answers the call of the distressed when he calls you and you reveal and you remove that stress away. Subhanallah. Even in my recitation of the Holy Quran, of the verse, I become a supporter of the Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi afdal salati wa salam. Allah is teaching us. Allah is telling us. This is how we are preparing ourselves. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Dear brothers and sisters, another a small phrase, we read it in Dua in Nudwa. أَيْنَ الْمُطَّرُّ الَّذِي يُجَابُ إِذَا دَعَى. Where is the distressed? Have you read Dua in Nudwa? Do you know Dua al-Nudba, which one we're talking about? How many times have you read it in your life? Seriously. You know, when people love each other, they write letters to one another. They try to express themselves. They try to talk about their feelings. Dua al-Nudba is the letter of one lover to another. Dua al-Nudba is the letter from the Shia to their 12th holy imam alayhi salam. Dua al-Nudba is the way we talk to our sanctuary. Remember that place in our hearts that I've been talking about? Dua al-Nudba is a place to clear it up from any occupants. Dua al-Nudba removes any partners in the heart. Dua al-Nudba, it clears the way for the love of the 12th holy imam, and therefore a clearing the way for the love of Allah in your hearts. Some of us, dear brothers and sisters, live their lives so far away from the 12th holy imam. Some of us live and die not tasting that love of the 12th holy imam. You know, when you don't taste the love of the 12th holy imam, you've never tested and you've never tasted the love of Hussein alayhi salam. I want you to leave these nights with this relationship. The love of the 12th holy imam is the love of Hussein alayhi salam. Don't kid yourself. They're one. Awwaluna Muhammad. The first of us is Muhammad. The middle of us is Muhammad. And the last of us is Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa alihi. And that is where Allah says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Dear brothers and sisters, where do you want to be when the Imam alayhi salam appears? And preparation for him does not happen with hope and just wishful thinking. Does not, you cannot attain a degree by sitting home and thinking about your graduation day. You cannot attain a job by sitting home and thinking about interviewing for a job. You need to go through school. You need to write your resume. You need to knock on the doors. You need to try very hard. You need to learn how to interview. You need to build your network of people. You need to do so many different things. You need to first and foremost build something very important. Your mind. It was very interesting. I read a quote for Leonardo da Vinci. Listen to this very interesting quote. He says, just as iron rusts unless it is used, so our intellect spoils unless it is kept in use. Our intellect, if we don't use it, it will spoil. It will rust. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ Do they not comprehend the Holy Quran? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Or are these hearts locked? Why would the heart be locked? He answers in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. What does he say? كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ Nay, but their hearts were rusted. There is a cover of rust around them. How? بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ With what they earned. Every moment in your life you wasted, you are harming, destroying your intellect. You're creating that rust around your heart. You know when you don't see time, you know what's the worst thing on the Day of Judgment? You know what's the worst punishment on the Day of Judgment? Regret on wasted time on earth. The whole wasted time that you did not invest to build this intellect of yours. When you see what you could have earned, acquired, if you spend the time. So many of us become so engaged in their daily lives, they forget that sanctuary and building it. For themselves, for their children. Your religion is the number one thing in your life. If you don't have your religion straight, believe me, everything you build on very weak foundation. One wind will take it down. You see that some people, they build themselves, they build their careers, they build. One tragedy they face, they're destroyed and demolished. Look at all these prominent people around you. Where are they? What happened to them? But look at who left their signature on earth in this life. Look at Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. It's because of religion, dear brothers and sisters. We stand here, and you know what? It's such a great honor for me to stand and serve this holy pulpit of Imam Hussein. I become part of the message. You are part of the message. You're part of the cycle of support system. The support system that will remind humanity with the words, Ya Hussein. We echo and stand with Imam Hussein in Karbala. Believe me, you think you cannot stand with Hussein in Karbala? You can. Go to Karbala. Dear brothers and sisters, let us go together tonight to the land of Karbala. On the 10th day of Muharram, travel with me. Clear up your mind. Forget about your daily problems. Forget about your worldly issues. Dedicate that sanctuary with me tonight to Karbala. Dear brothers and sisters, let us all go to Karbala on the 10th day of Muharram. We've seen the different scenes, what happened to the companions of Imam Hussein. But right now, let us approach the battlefield. Two people. You see two individuals. Who do you see? There you see Imam Hussein standing. But right before Imam Hussein, in front of him, who's standing? Who's talking to him? You would mistaken him to be Prophet Muhammad. But he's not the Prophet. You know who he is? One that looks so close to Prophet Muhammad, they say. Whenever they miss to see the Holy Prophet, they will look at him. He is a young man standing before his father Hussein. Ali al-Akbar. They say when Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam, he came to his father Imam Hussein, asked him, Sayyidi wa Mawlai,
My master, permit me to go and fight in the battlefield of Karbala. But after all, Hussein is a father. His beloved Ali al-Akbar is standing before him. They say, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he could not look at Ali al-Akbar. He casted his eyes down. He turned, looked at the ground and said, Allahumma ashhad ala ha'ula'il qawm. Oh Almighty Allah, witness against those people. فَقَدْ بَرَزَ إِلَيْهِمْ غُلَامْ أَشْبَعُ النَّاسِ خَلْقًا وَخُلُقًا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Who is coming out to the battlefield? One who's closer in look and in behavior to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وَكُنَّا إِذَا اشْتَقْنَا إِلَىٰ رُؤْيَةِ نَبِيِّكَ نَظَرْنَا إِلَيْهِ. And when we miss looking at the Prophet Muhammad, when we wanted to remember your Prophet, we would look at him. They say, Al-Imam Al-Husayn, looking at his son Ali. But who's looking at Hussein? The mother of Ali. She couldn't see her son leaving. يقل لو دعت الله يا عيوني نيتكم وحيت خلوني. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as he's seeing his son leaving to the battlefield, you know, one part of his heart, he's so proud, he's showing, he is looking at whom? At his son fighting in the way of Allah. You have children, don't you? You have sons, don't you? Imagine leaving your son going to the battlefield. But one heart, one part also is aching, for he knows what will happen to this young man. Dear brothers and sisters, when Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, they say when he entered the battlefield, he was entering the battlefield with the might of the son of Hussein alayhi salam, saying, Ana Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali, nahnu wa baytullahi awla bin nabi, wallah la yahkumu fina ibn al-da'i, adribukum bisayf ahmi an abi. They say Ali al-Akbar entered the battlefield. Who saw him? Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar ibn Sa'd, looking at Ali al-Akbar, he called one of the soldiers. His name is Tariq. But he was known to be a warrior, a warrior known in Arabia. He told him, see Ali al-Akbar? That's the son of Hussein. I want you to kill him. He looks at him. He says, you want me to go kill the son of Hussein? And that's it, only with one condition. You give me the government of Mosul, I go and kill. Look at how they trade. Look to them what killing is. It is not for any principle. It's just for a worldly gain. They say, dear brothers and sisters, Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam, upon entering the battlefield, Tariq came to him. They started fighting. They started fighting one on one. They say Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam avoided one hit by Tariq, and right striking Tariq. Tariq fell on the grounds of Karbala. The brother of Tariq, seeing what happened, rushed to fight Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam again striking the brother of Tariq. Then the son of Tariq came. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam struck him again, and they say Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam started fighting one after the other. They tried to fight Ali al-Akbar, but he is the son of Hussein, the grandson of Ali.
With all of this, who is watching Ali al-Akbar, al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, looking at Ali al-Akbar, and who's watching al-Imam al-Hussein? Layla, the mother of Ali. They say al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam suddenly seemed very stressed. His face changed. What happened? One of the known warriors came out to fight Ali al-Akbar. Then Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they say, looked at Layla. He said, "Riddi, riddi al-khamatich ya ghariba." Go back to your tent. Go back and do what? Wait, what? And ask Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of Prophet Muhammad. What do you ask for? What would Layla, the mother of Ali, ask for at this moment? Ya Rad, Ya Rad, Yusuf min Maghiba. Oh, who brought Yusuf back from his occultation? Aridak, Aridak, Ali Salim Tijiba. I want you to bring back Ali, save back for me. They say Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam engaged in the battlefield with this warrior. They started striking, hitting, striking, hitting. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam looked at an opening and struck the warrior. He fell on the ground. Ali al-Akbar saw more people coming. They say Umar ibn Sa'd sent 100 warriors to fight Ali al-Akbar. They all attacked him. He started striking them. They run away. Dear brothers and sisters, now Ali al-Akbar, it comes back to whom? To his father Hussein. What do you ask? What does he want? What do you think? Let's listen in. What did Ali al-Akbar tell Hussein alayhi salam? Aba abal atash qad qatalani. Thirst is killing me, father. Wa thiqlu al-hadid ajhadani. And the armor is so heavy. Oh, father. Fahal ila sharbatin min al-maya. Is there a way for some water that I can go and fight the enemies? They say Imam al-Hussein hugged Ali, kissed Ali, ضم إلى صدره يقل منين أجيب الماء يا ابني. Where do I bring the water, old son? يقل والدمع يجري من العين. While Imam Hussein is shedding the tears, hugging Ali, then Imam Hussein told Ali, 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 go, go to your mother Layla, see her. تقل قوم تلقبنش يا ليلى. Imagine the mother suddenly seeing her son Ali back to her. She hugged him, she kissed him, and she started crying. But what did Ali do? Look at these amazing individuals. Right at this moment, right at this time, Ali al-Akbar looked at his mother. He tells her, "Umma, don't you want to go back? Would we die and tell Zahra alayhi salam, I offered Ali for your son Hussein?" They say these words had their effect on the heart of Layla. What did Layla, the mother of Ali, she gave the farewell to Ali. Bunay, Bunay, Bunay Ali. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam goes back again to the battlefield. He is fighting. He's engaging in that battlefield. Suddenly, al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, looking at what is happening to his son, he looks at Layla. A'idi du'a al-umm ya Layla innani arabnaki fil a'da'i yaghtanimu an-nasra. Go back and supplicate. I see your son. What is he doing in the battlefield? They say, the enemies of Allah, in you, there is no way to Ali al-Akbar if they fight him one-on-one. Umar ibn Sa'd yelled at them, he said, don't you see, who do you think this man is? He is the son of Hussein, the grandson of Ali. Don't attack him one-on-one. Attack him all together. They say they surrounded Ali al-Akbar. They were fighting with him. Ali fighting back. They started throwing him with the arrows, throwing him with the rocks, until Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam was trying to engage them from the right, from the left, from the front, going around. They're surrounding him, gathering more and more, until Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam was struck with an arrow right in his mouth. And then the blood started shedding. They started throwing him with arrows. Ali al-Akbar was getting weak. They say they just attacked him. Ali alayhi salam attacked them back until they struck Ali. One is hitting him on the back. One is hitting him around the neck. Ali alayhi salam fell hanging around the neck of the horse. But because the blood was gushing, the horse of Ali al-Akbar was blinded with the blood of Ali. And instead of going to the camp of Hussein, it ended in the camp of Yazid. And the enemies of Allah is striking Ali until Ali called, Abba ya Hussein, oh Father Hussein, alayka minni salam. This is the farewell, oh Father Hussein. They say Hussein alayhi salam rushed to the rescue of Ali. Ali was laying on the grounds of Karbala. Now imagine this scene. Al-Hussein alayhi salam is sitting on the grounds of Karbala. In his arm is Ali al-Akbar. But what happened? They say Ali al-Akbar smiled, and then Ali al-Akbar frowned. Imam Hussein alayhi salam looked at Ali al-Akbar. He told him, son, I see you smiling, I see you frowning. He said, wallah, I just saw my grandfather, Prophet Muhammad. He gave me, quenched my thirst from the rivers of heaven. But then I frowned because I saw my grandmother Zahra. Every time a tear came down from your eyes, Father Hussein, she shed the tears on you. They say Imam Hussein hugging his son Ali. They say Ali said the final words. What did he say? As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi. Everyone, as-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn. وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Everyone in these hearts, I want you to call Imam Hussein right now. السلام على الحسين. Everyone, السلام. Louder. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين. Yes. وعلى أصحاب الحسين. One last thing, when we see Imam Hussein wanted to take the body of Ali back to the camp, few more minutes, they say Ali al-Akbar was struck from so many different places. Imam Hussein carrying one part, the rest fall. They couldn't carry him, they put the abaya of Imam Hussein, and he has the shuban, the men, the young men, the youth of Karbala, to come and carry the body of Hussein. One of the last things, when the mother of Ali receives the body of Ali, بني بني علي ريتك ما رد الدنيا ولا مال ولا مال ولا مال يا الأكبر خابت ظنوني ولا مال. The heart of Layla goes to whom? To her beloved Imam Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya. Dear brothers and sisters, look, these are the last moments. The hearts are in Karbala. The souls are in heaven. The gates of heaven are open to you. Only say these two words. I don't want any child, any adult, any man, any woman to be silent. With me say, with one voice, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, louder. Ya Habibi, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Don't we have need? Louder. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya. One more time. يا حسين اللهم بحق الحسين اللهم بحق الحسين اللهم بحق الحسين اللهم بحق الحسين. Accept a little we are offering and we are doing. Change our course to be on the path of Ahlul Bayt. Accept our work, better our conditions. Make us be with our beloved 12th Holy Imam. O Allah, we stand before you as beggars on your gates. But we stand before the best gate, the gate of Hussein. We rested on the best ark, the ark of Hussein. We are on the shores of your mercy, landed on the ark of Hussein. We know we don't deserve anything, but for the sake of Hussein, forgive us, cover our mistakes for us.
And let us turn a new page with the night. Ya Allah, and accept what we offer, and let us forward the blessing of Surah Al-Fatiha to the souls of all the deceased believers after Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
From the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say, from the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say,
Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya
Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
We are Ansar-e Husseini, we will not leave Al-Hussein.
We are Ansar-e Husseini, we will not leave Al-Hussein.
We are Ansar-e Husseini, we will not leave Al-Hussein.
We are Ansar-e Husseini, we will not leave Al-Hussein.
Even if you burn our bodies, even if you burn our bodies, if you cut our every vein, even if you burn our bodies, if you cut out every vein, Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein.
Run
to Kufa, Ashkiya said, when they saw Al-Zulfiqar.
Run to Kufa, Ashkiya said, when they saw Al-Zulfiqar.
Run to Kufa, Ashkiya said, when they saw Al-Zulfiqar.
Run to Kufa, Ashkiya said, when they saw Al-Zulfiqar.
In the hand of Ibn Hadar, in the hand of Ibn Hadar, Fatah-e Badr hone. In the hand of Ibn Hadar, Fatah-e Badr hone. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say,
Ya Hussein.
From the heart till we live,
we will say, Ya Hussein.
Mawla whispered, Inna lillahi wa ilayhi raji'un. Mawla whispered,
Inna lillahi wa
Mawla whispered, Inna lillahi wa ilayhi raji'un.
Mawla whispered, Inna lillahi wa ilayhi raji'un.
We are for Allah and unto, we are for Allah and unto Him we shall return again. We are for Allah and unto Him we shall return again. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein.
Asr-e Ashura aboye sreeche zabun de imam.
Asr-e Ashura aboye
Asr-e Ashura aboye sreeche zabun de imam.
Asr-e Ashura aboye sreeche zabun de imam.
Come to me and saqiye, come to me and saqiye, Kausar-o-Tishna Noor-e-Ain. Come to me and saqiye, Kausar-o-Tishna Noor-e-Ain. Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live,
we will say, Ya Hussein.
Oh, corrupt historian trying to hush up Karbala.
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 Can your pen silence the echo? Can your pen silence the echo of the shackle and the chain? Can your pen silence the echo of the shackle and the chain? Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Why are you in doubt, a Muslim, over Takfir-e-Yazid?
Why are you in doubt, a Muslim, over
Why are you in doubt, a Muslim, over Takfir-e-Yazid?
Why are you in doubt, a Muslim, over Takfir-e-Yazid?
Can a genuine ummati, can a genuine ummati murder Imamul Mashriqain? Can a genuine ummati murder Imamul Mashriqain? Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein.
Oh Husseini, give your passion back above intellect.
Oh Husseini, give your passion back above intellect.
Oh Husseini, give your passion the kebab intellect.
Oh Husseini, give your passion the kebab intellect.
Karbala is inspiration.
Karbala is inspiration for the heart and for the brain. Karbala is inspiration for the heart and for the brain. Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein. From the heart till we live, we will say, Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein. Ya
Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein,
Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. 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 Until the existence of time. Until the existence of time. Until the sun ceases to shine.
Until the sun ceases to shine.
With all our young, old, and of time, we will speak out against this crime until everyone knows Hussein.
Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein.
We will keep on marching ahead.
We will keep on marching ahead.
This motum will never be dead.
This motum will never be dead.
We will proclaim this to the world. This miracle will never end. This morning of Imam Hussein.
Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein.
When man will remember Hussein.
Hussein.
Humanity will be in shame.
Humanity will be in shame.
This is the voice of our Hussein. And anyone who is in pain this morning will always remain. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein.
Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein.
When time will be throughout the land.
Throughout the land,
the world will come out hand in hand.
The world will come out hand in hand.
From every house and every land, people will come out, make a stand, and right then everyone will say, let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein.
Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein.
Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein.
Raise the flags of Imam Hussein.
Hussein is the name of Islam.
Hussein is the name of Islam.
Hussein is the living Quran.
Hussein is the living Quran.
Hussein is the high of Iman, who showed what is the true with a friend, the world is waiting for Hussein. Let's raise the flag of Imam 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 Hussein. When time will be throughout the land, throughout the land, the world will come out hand in hand. The world will come out hand in hand. From every house and every land, people will come out, make a stand, and right then every one will say, let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. 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 We will keep on marching ahead. Marching ahead. This martyrdom will never be dead. This martyrdom will never be dead. We will proclaim this to the world. This miracle will never end. This morning of it, Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flags of Imam Hussein. Raise the flags of Imam Hussein until the existence of time. Until the existence of time. Until the sun ceases to shine. Until the sun ceases to shine. With all our young golden time, we will speak out against this crime until everyone knows the same. Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein. Let's raise the flag of Imam Hussein.
Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.